Good evening and welcome. Warm welcome. We listened to our first carol once in Royal David City. I'd say a very warm welcome. This very unusual Christmas time for all of us, I think. Unfortunately, not allowed to sing, but we can listen to some carols. So, got various cathedral choirs and things to listen to this evening. Apologies for the lack of heating. The boiler broke down the other day. It was only serviced last Monday, so it's one typical thing that happens. But there we are. I hope you're warmly wrapped up this evening. So, we begin with our opening prayer. O God, who fills us with joy at the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ, give us ever thankful hearts for the Holy Child destined to be the Saviour of the world, and sustain us in the hope which will be fulfilled in your eternal kingdom. For we ask it in his name. Amen.
Now we light the Advent candles. Are there any volunteers? Oh, well done, Joan. Joan had a practice run this morning, actually. So. Yeah. It's four candles.
Not two, no.
I don't
think
right, okay, yeah. Yeah, anybody welcome? Oh, here's somebody coming. Yeah, somebody coming to do one. Here we are. Hello. That's very good. Yeah. There's somebody else coming to do another one. That's good. Well done. Thank you. Hello. Well done, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. And there's a prayer to go with that. God, who revealed to Mary that she would be mother of our Saviour, give us praise and joy like hers as we approach his birth. Amen.
Amen. Now we listen to our first reading from Isaiah.
The first reading is taken from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Here ends the reading.
The angel tells Mary about the birth of Jesus. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his word and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you.
The birth of Jesus, a reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke. That's coming later. In those days, the decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Reading about the visit of the shepherds from Luke chapter 2. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Here ends the reading.
About 200 years ago in Manchester, a man called John Byrom asked his daughter Dolly what she wanted for Christmas. Well, Dolly knew that her father was a bit of a poet, so she said, could you write me a special poem for Christmas? So on Christmas morning, when she came down to breakfast, there on top of her plate was a piece of paper which said Dolly's Christmas. And she opened it, and there was the poem that her father had written. The first verse was this: Christians, awake, salute the happy morn, whereon the Saviour of the world was born. Rise to adore the mystery of love, which hosts of angels chanted from above. With them the joyful tidings first begun, of God incarnate and the Virgin Son. And there's five other verses as well, which I won't read now. It's too cold already. So that was good. Then John Wainwright, who was the organist and choir master at the Manchester Parish Church, which later became its cathedral, by the way, he saw the words and he decided to write a tune to it. He wrote a really rousing tune called Yorkshire. And on the following Christmas morning, he took his choir to the Byron's house, stood outside their window, and sang Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn, to the joy of the people inside. I think what's special about that story are the two things. Byron, writing that poem for his daughter, was giving something of himself. He didn't go out to buy her a hoop or a rattle or something. He gave something of himself. He wrote a poem from his own mind. And then John Wainwright, seeing that, he decided to write some music. Likewise, he could have just left it and said, wonderful poem, goodbye. But he decided to write some music. He gave something of himself. And I think that's what Christmas is all about, giving something of ourselves. When God gave his own son to us at Christmas, on the original Christmas, we've got to do the same. And I think this year, more than any other year, when there's so many people going to be spending Christmas by themselves, if we can give something of ourselves to them, be it just a telephone call, a knock on their door and stand 6 feet away and say Merry Christmas and have a little chat with them. So if you know somebody lonely at Christmas by themselves, perhaps unexpectedly because of the circumstances over the last few days, let's try and find them out and give something of ourselves to them so that we can share Christmas with them. Make them feel accepted and not quite so lonely because they've had a conversation with somebody. Another verse has these words: Oh, may we keep and ponder in our mind God's wondrous love in saving lost mankind. I think we can help save some lost mankind this Christmas by giving something of ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our fifth reading is from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. And it's a letter that Paul wrote to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we remember Jesus Christ born in a stable, we pray that all who are homeless or have insecure housing may find hospitality and help. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As our hearts are filled with the joy of the angels, we pray for those who do not rejoice, for those who are sad and sick, anxious or lonely, that they may know your reconciling and healing presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we recall the eagerness of the shepherds to see the infant Redeemer, we pray for all who are on the outskirts of society, those who are marginalized, overworked, or oppressed, that they may find rest and delight in your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we ponder the story of the wise men from afar, we pray for all who are seeking and for those who are lost, that they may find the way and come to worship you with gladness and joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we reflect on the faith and obedience of Mary, we give thanks for her commitment and love, and we pray for all mothers and for all families. Grant them your grace as they care and share together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember Jesus Christ, born into a world of suffering and woe. In this coronavirus year, we give thanks for doctors and nurses and all key workers who have been a help to us. We pray that they may know refreshment and blessing. And Lord, be with those who continue to suffer and assist us in the fight against the virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we see Jesus coming into this world to bring peace, so we pray for countries where there is warfare and fighting today. We pray for a willingness to enter into dialogue, to negotiate, and to find the means to bring greater peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give you thanks because you have honoured all humanity in the birth of Jesus. We pray for ourselves and for the future of our world, so greatly affected now by global heating and climate change. Help and guide us to work together to reduce our impact on our environment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we join together in that prayer our Saviour taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ooh.
conclude our service with a blessing. May God, who in Jesus Christ united earth and heaven, grant you his peace in your hearts, the joy of his Holy Spirit, and the love which knows no end, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.